Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The beef checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, beef checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information.
Well, today's cattle futures market was a little bit lower here. We had the live cattle down about 45 cents on December, closing at 110.12. February down 37 at 112.80. The April down 55 at 116.40. So under a little bit of pressure on the live cattle front end. The feeder cattle, on the other hand, were higher. $1.22 higher into January at 141.05. March's up 97 at 139.92. 75 higher here in the April. May was 62 higher, and out there in August, 147.20, up 77 cents. Quite a bit of strength out there in the feeder cattle. The corn and feed prices were under a little bit of pressure today, and I think that helped a touch. Box beef at midday was up 244 on, or at 244.02 on choice, up $1.17. Select was up $1.48 at 222.16 on 45 loads. That choice select spreads $21.86. Today's slaughter is 119,000. Oklahoma City today had another pretty big run at 10,500 head. I haven't seen any calls today, but that's a pretty big number. OKC West on Tuesday is expected to have about 6,000 head. But overall, it looked like the feeder cattle stronger due to lower corn and of course, coming back after Thanksgiving, all the sale barns are opening back up. We'll get a real good feel for what the cash market's going to do.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
Well, the grain market was under a lot of pressure today. The beans were the weakest contract, down 23 cents in January at 11.68. They went to 11.99 overnight and could not make a new high. You know, the other day they went to $12 and pushed back lower and resisted. That resistance level held. We finished the day, 30 cents off of their high, down 23. So it's a big swing. Margins were down 23 and a quarter, 11.69. The wheat also under quite a bit of pressure here, down 17 to 21 cents. The Chicago July wheat down 18 and a quarter at 589 and a half. Kansas City July down 18 and a half at 557 and a half. They've added some rainfall down in South America over the next week in some of the drier areas, and that's really the main topic of today in terms of the sell-off. Corn was also lower, but not quite as much, 6 to 8 cents lower. If you look at the technical side of the three markets, corn, beans, and wheat, the beans have a lot of downside, given that they've rallied almost $4 from the low to the high. So a $2 sell-off puts them near $10 a bushel. The corn and wheat never really rallied quite as much as the beans. So maybe they won't sell off as much. Today's cotton, March cotton down 109 at 72.15, and the stock market's down 330, puts the Dow at 29,500.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.